Hello, this is Daryl Castle with today's podcast. Today is Friday, July 25th, 2014. And on today's podcast, we are going to discuss the downing of Malaysia Airlines flight MH17. The Ukrainian and pro-Russian rebels have accused each other of firing the missile that brought this airplane down. Some things we know for certain, though. We know that a Malaysian Airlines Boeing 777, designated MH17, with 298 passengers and crew on board, crashed in Ukraine's Donetsk province. The plane was flying at 33,000 feet, and the crash site was about 20 miles from the Russian border. Those things we know for sure. President Obama gave a news conference on July 18th, the day after the crash, and said that it is clear that the plane was taken down by a surface-to-air missile fired from territory controlled by Russian rebels. As the days have gone by, more and more pressure was directed at Russia for arming the rebels with the Buk anti-aircraft system. More and more pressure directed at Russia, while less and less evidence seemed to come forward. The Buk, B-U-K, you spell it, is a sophisticated system that cannot be operated without extensive training. The Ukrainians say the Russians provided training to the rebels and or operated the system for them. The rebels say they did not have the Buk system and did not have any system that could reach 33,000 feet. The Ukrainians apparently did have the Buk system, though, but they tell us that their system was not operational. This is the second mysterious crash of a Malaysian Airlines jet in the last few months. As far as I can tell, that has never happened before. One flight originated in Kuala Lumpur, and one was on its way to Kuala Lumpur. MH17 has something in common with another crash. 18 years ago, on the same day, July 17th, TWA Flight 800 crashed off Long Island, New York. TWA 800 originated in New York's JFK Airport, bound for Paris. It crashed, killing all 230 people on board. Initially, terrorism was suspected. All possibilities seemed to be on the table. More than 200 eyewitnesses from all walks of life said a ground-to-air missile struck the plane. But after a four-year investigation, the National Transportation Safety Board decided that a central fuel tank explosion caused the crash. Boeing was forced to, quote, repair the center fuel tanks on every 747 in all of the fleets of the world's airlines. Who or what really caused the crash of MH17? Was it the Russians? Many people think so. I read an article recently by a gentleman writing for a well-respected news site that I normally trust and respect. Quote, it is certain that a Russian-made anti-aircraft missile fired by Russian, armed, trained, and commanded by Ukrainian separatists shot down Malaysia Air Flight 17 last week, killing all 298 passengers and crew on board, end quote. Well, I dispute strongly the certain part. That is certainly the position of the U.S. government, but I remind you that this crash happened at 4:21 p.m., i.e., in broad daylight. A U.S. reconnaissance satellite was directly over Ukraine and recorded the entire event. But the U.S. government will not release the satellite photos. Why not? Could it be that they do not support Russian responsibility? What possible motivation could Russia have to do this act of mass murder? In fact, an opposite motivation exists. Russia is trying to use the U.S.-German spying incident to drive a wedge between Europe and the United States. This MH17 incident would be the last thing it wants, but it would serve the purposes of the Kiev, Ukraine, as well as the U.S. in discrediting Russia and keeping Germany in the fold. When dealing with an administration such as Barack Obama's that is so full of lies that the truth is extremely rare or non-existent, what credibility does it have? When can you believe it? This time, perhaps. Why this time? Is Barack Obama more credible and more believable than Vladimir Putin? I think not. If you look at their respective records of attacking and invading, arming and training both sides, etc. In other words, which is the most effective killer? That would seem to be Mr. Obama. He even announced in the New York Times that he is, quote, very good at killing people. Finally, folks, who caused the crash of MH17? The answer is, I don't know. But based on past behavior, I don't believe the Obama administration. At least that's the way I see it, folks. Till next time, this is Daryl Castle. Thanks for listening.